Rabbeinu Zal says, the Pusik says, Atem nitzavim hayoim lefnei Hashem kulchem, roshechem, shifteichem, zikneichem, shifreichem, koilish Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, this is right before Moshe Rabbeinu's Estalkos, he said to Ben Israel, you are now standing before Hashem, the leaders, the shvatim, the policemen, the this, the that. And he lists off 10 bechinois. If you want, I'll say them over now. They'll be on the tape. You'll be able to hear them. Roshechem, shivteichem, ziknechem, shaitrechem, koel ish Yisrael. Then it says, tapchem, neshechem, vegercho asher bisharecho, mechoite veitzecho, ad shoyev meimecho. It lists off 10 bechinois. Now Rabbeinu Zal is going to expound on this, show how this refers to the clapping of the 10 fingers of the hands. Rabbeinu Zal says, we know that the Gemara says in Brachos that wherever it says standing up, it refers to tefillah. It says by Pinchas, vayamoy Pinchas vayapalel, we know that amido means tefillah, davening. Lifnei Hashem aleikechem, when you want your tefillah to be before Hashem himself, where is Hashem? In Chutz Laretz, Chas V'Shalom. Bechinas Eretz Yisrael. We know that that's referring to Eretz Yisrael. K'mo Hashem Chazal, the Gemara says in Ksubos, Kol Hador Be'Eretz Yisrael, K'mi Sheyesh Lo Yeloika. That a person who's living in Eretz Yisrael, that's considered Lifnei Hashem Aleikechem. That's really in front of Hashem. So if you want your Nitzavim, your Tefillah, your Amida, to be Lifnei Hashem Aleikechem, to be as though we were in Eretz Yisrael, you know what the trick is? Hainu alidei ma tizku, shetehei tefilaschem, bavir od Eretz Yisrael. How is a person zeicha that his tefillah should be in the ear of Eretz Yisrael? The answer is, roshechem, shivteichem, etc., etc. Umayne eser bechinois. And the pasuk goes on to list 10 madregos. Hainu bechinas mechoas kaf. This is the side where a person claps hands in tefillah. He's zeichet to these 10 bechinas of kedusha. Rabbeinu Zal says, "Al yidei mechoas kapayim hatefillah hi ba'avira d'Eretz Yisrael kanal." Through the act of clapping hands, that's when the tefillah is in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbeinu Zal says now another pshat net gemara. Tefillah is keneged tmidin tiknun. The gemara had said that tefillah is when it's stocking, corresponding to the carbon tamids. Rabbeinu Zal says, "Haynu bechinas Eretz Yisrael." We said that tmidin refers to Eretz Yisrael. Haynu al yidei mechoas kapayim nizbati al machshavei sakum. Through a person clapping hands and davening, he destroys the machshavei of the goyim. When the goyim ever think of battling against Bnei Yisrael, hurting Bnei Yisrael, the act of clapping hands during davening knocks out their plans. Kikol hador bechutz loretz doime kemishen oyelakai. Because the Gemara brings in Ksubis over there that a person who lives in Chutz Loretz, it's as though he doesn't have Hashem over him. And the Zohar Kodesh explains this. Let's understand Pshat in that Gemara. Let's teach that Gemara. The Zohar Kodesh says, we know that every country in the world has a Sar in Shemayim. Like I said, Vayokom Melech Chodesh HaMitzrayim. The Zohar Kodesh says it means that their Malach in Shemayim had an aliyah, he had an elevation. The Zohar Kodesh says, who's the Malach over Eretz Yisrael? There is no Malach of Eretz Yisrael. Hashem is the guardian angel of Eretz Yisrael. That's what's pshat in this Gemara, that a person who lives in Eretz Yisrael has Hashem over him as his specific guardian angel. Whereas in Chutz Laretz you have a Malach, and Hashem is the supervisor over the Malach. But the supervision, the Hashgacha, isn't as detailed in Chutz Laretz as it is in Eretz Yisrael itself. Exactly.
Remember the Gemara where Yaakov Avinu, the Malach came out of the Yarden boy, and said that the Malach of Chutz Laretz had to go up in the Malach of Eretz Yisrael to be with him? Is that what Rashi says?
Where was he at the time? In Chutz Laretz or Eretz Yisrael? He was on the Mokom Mikdash at the time.
So what does it say? Something like that?
Oh, cool. I'm saying, I honestly don't remember. But in other words, we're not saying Chas V'Shalom that the Shekhinah isn't here or anything that, or else none of us would be living here to be here.
There's no Malach, no special Malach over Eretz Yisrael.
Well, I'm saying there isn't. That's a fact. You can stand on your head. In other words, there could be Malachim who supervise Eretz Yisrael, but the Zohar Kodesh says there is one guardian angel appointed specifically over each nation. And over each nation, over each country, and the guardian angel of Eretz Yisrael is, there is no guardian angel, it's Hashem himself. No malach whatsoever.
So if a person claps hands, you get the prayer to go to Israel.
Forget about that. It's a bigger zechiah. Which is a bigger mitzvah? To take yourself and put yourself in Eretz Yisrael? Or to take, to be mitzi yokor mizaylel? To take chutz laretz and make it into
Eretz Yisrael. Why the Rangel speak so much about going to Eretz Yisrael? Just clap your hands, bring Eretz Yisrael.
1 second. The answer is, it's the same thing with a million items. We say that this is like this, and this is like this. Yeah, in other words, this is a ke'ili, in other words, many, many times, in a sense. It's as though it were Eretz Yisrael, this, that. But there still is a different, a unique, or I'll give you a better example.
You're not clapping your hands 24 hours a day.
That's number one. And number two also, you have the union of getting a neshama yisera, that special neshama that you get when you go into Eretz Yisrael. And all the hasadas that Rabbeinu Zal said he was massive by walking down on the Eretz Yisrael. In other words,
the fact is you can't make it, you can't turn it into this. Because Rabbeinu Zal stressed, you go to those houses, to that country physically.
But yet he is stressing here clearly that when you clap hands in tefillah, it's as though you're davening in Eretz Yisrael, no question at all. You know, he knew what he was talking about. This is someone who did go to Eretz Yisrael and everything, who understood Eretz Yisrael.
When we were in Uman, staying with Rebbe himself, that, you know, this is Mamish Kiddush Yisrael, and Rebbe said, yes. Does that mean he gets in the Shemini Seirah?
100%. Number one. And number two, Rav Moshe Zal Likutei Halachos goes much more powerful than that. Rav Moshe Zal has a halacha Likutei Halachos, I don't remember where it is, where he goes very big on saying that you want to know where the oil of Eretz Yisrael comes from? From the Kibrei Tzadikim. Tzadikim Yirshu Eretz. It's Tzadikim that have the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael. They are Mashpia. Which gives to... What sphere is Eretz Yisrael? Malchus. Eretz or Eretz is Malchus.
Right.
No way you can get away from that. What sphere is the Tzaddik? Yisrael is the Mashpia to the Malchus. Moses writes that Likutei Halachos with venom, you know, no gears. You want to know where the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael comes from? It comes from the Tzaddikim. The Tzaddikim are the ones who supply oil to Eretz Yisrael. Exactly, the story with Baruch and Eliyahu, you know, and everything. In other words, there's no question at all that between these two, between the oil of the Tzaddik and the oil of Eretz Yisrael, there's no comparison.
Exactly. Nassazal told somebody, don't move to Eretz Yisrael until you're like 60 years old. Everybody's all senior.
Exactly.
Did Rav Zalovit talk about living in Eretz Yisrael? Mentioned about the topic of living permanently in Eretz Yisrael.
Not that I know of. And the Kotei Halachos is taught about living in Eretz Yisrael. No question.
Rav Zalovit.
Yeah, I'm saying. There's no question about that.
Listen, what's the significance? Like, did Rav Zalovit say anything when you dance and clap around his scene in Uman?
Well, that's the highest. That's tefillah within Eretz Yisrael, and you're squaring the power of Eretz Yisrael, like in other words. And even higher, but seeing it, Rabbeinu Zal seen is definitely a higher kedusha than Eretz Yisrael. There's no, you know, that we say without any gains.
It's like it's equal to Eretz Yisrael in a way, and it's greater.
It's much, yeah. We talk about it like it's equal to Eretz Yisrael, but if you got down to the nitty gritty, which is higher. Because this is the oil of the tzaddik, this is the oil of Yisoid, which is kolel everything. That's toiv. Vayar lakim es ha'oyer ki toiv. What is toiv? The word Yisoid in Mispar Kotnes is toiv. That's toiv. Imru tzaddik ki toiv. That's all the light. All the light is by the tzaddik.
Yes, Yisoid Rebbe Zal then too. He had a chance, a choice to go here
in
Eretz
Yisrael.
Here you go, and he said, what's the shayla at all?
One second.
You should go to Bo.
Here's your answer, 1,000,000%. You know, that's between, and I'm saying without that, that's the fair. If you're looking at Kotei Halachos, I don't recall where, but there's a place where he goes big, you know, explaining that the whole oil of Eretz Yisrael is coming from Sadiqim. You know, he bases it on
top of like that. Well, what's the show?
Listen, where do you get that place about Tevi Tzadikis? Emesis Tevi
Tikkuni Zohar. But Tikkuni Zohar says,
oh, you don't get from the field Heidi?
Excuse me?
From Heidi, you know.
Oh, Imru Tzadik Tevi?
Yeah.
No, it's a pasuk in Tehillim, I think. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, "Ki kol hagar b'chutz l'aretz doymek mi she'en le'elakai, v'chol ator b'eretz Yisrael doymek mi she'esh le'elakai." And a person living in Eretz Yisrael, that's a person who really has Hashem over him. Va'idei mechoas kaf azai hu dor ba'aviro d'Eretz Yisrael. And when a person claps hands, it's as though he's living within the ear of Eretz Yisrael. V'yesh lo'elakai, and he has Hashem over him. Hashem becomes his guardian angel. v'nizbatel machshavos akum, and the machshavos of the goyim are deferred completely. Now Rav Nizal says, utfilo hi b'chinas emuna. We know that the word tfila and the word emuna are synonymous. K'mo shekosuv, as the pasuk says, by Moshe Rabbeinu, vayehi yodov emuna ad boy hashemesh, his hands were raised in emuna, and the Targum says, prison bitzloi, his hands were outstretched in tfila. So we see that the word tfila and the word emuna are synonymous. Oidia emunoscha b'fi, David HaMelech says. You know how a person shows he has faith in Hashem? Not by saying, I think of Hashem. Your mouth, hispaitidus, tefillah, that's where you show your faith in Hashem. The neged emuna, and what is the force that's opposite emuna? Heim hakfirois. The concept of atheism, machshavos akum, the thoughts of the goyim, the whole powers of the goyim are what oppose the emuna of the Jews. The tiknum, the takona for that is, al yedei tmidim. Tfilos keneged tmidim tiknun al yedei Eretz Yisrael, meaning al yedei mechoas kaf, through the act of clapping hands, which puts a person in Eretz Yisrael, he is able to do battle against those which are keneged. Keneged what? Keneged tfila. What is tfila? Emuna. What is the opposite of emuna? Keil acher, the bechina of kfirois. What is keil acher? Here's where I'll show you clearly that this refers to machshavos akum, the machshavos of the goyim. Who is Reishis goyim? Reishis goyim amolek. Keil acher begematria amolek. Here's where you see how the emuna and the machshavos of the goyim are equal opposite forces. In other words, these things, you know, you're touching the words, literally.
In other words, Aleph Lam.
Aleph Deesh Lam.
How do you spell Amalek?
Ayin Mem Lamed Kuf.
So you said that what? To show you, what'd you say this to? To show what?
To show, Rabbi Nizal brings that, how did Rabbi Nizal prove here that by clapping hands you knock out the machshavos of the akum? Rabbi Nizal said, tfila, when your tefillah is in the bechin of Tamidin, in the bechin of Eretz Yisrael, which is Tamarei Nashan Atechabo, that through by doing that, you're misakein tiknum of the keneged.
Right.
What is the keneged? Rabbi Nizal said, keneged is the machshavah yisriyakum. What is it keneged? Keneged is emuna. Tefillah is emuna. They are, the machshavah yisriyakum are keneged tefillah, are keneged emuna. Where do we see that? The answer is, the Zohar Kodesh says, you want to know what the main battle of the Goyim is? The Goyim are out to knock out the Emunah of Bnei Israel.
This is
show.
The main battle of the Goyim.
Our whole Emunah is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod.
Right.
The Goyim say, they chop off the Kletzer, the Oiz Dalet, they make it into Acher, Keil Acher, Chas V'Shalom, which is Amalek, which is Sofek. What's the opposite of Emunah? Doubts in Emunah. Sfekos in Emunah. That's the answer. That's why Sofek is Bigamatria Amalek. Sofek, this is all from the Zohar Kodesh.
Maybe the thing that you had about, when you were thinking about Eretz Yisrael, you have talked about walking 4 steps in Eretz Yisrael, always kind of, you get kind of,
are you mind readers?
No.
He's thinking. No, it was something, a sharp item. I'm saying, if I remember, I'll mention it. Vze Pirish, with this we can understand the Pasuk in Yeshayahu Novi, where it says, V'hoyiso ateres tiferes b'yad Hashem. When the Jews will be good, they will be a crown of beauty in the hand of Hashem. Hashem will hold the Jews in his hands like a crown of beauty. Ateres tiferes. Rabbi Nizal says, Pirish al yedei yad Hashem, by a person drawing Hashem into his yodayim. How? Al yedei mechoas kaf, meaning, what avoida do you serve Hashem with your hands? The avoida of clapping hands. Shenis oirer yodov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu kanal. When a Jew claps hands, we know that b'isarusa delesato isar li'ela, the Zohar Kodesh says, whenever an act is performed on earth, there's a corresponding act performed in Shemayim. When hands are clapped on earth, kaviyachol, the hands of Hashem, kaviyachol, go into action. Al yidei zeh nistakein hirhurei akum. Through that is nistakein the hirhurim of the goyim, meaning the singing of sveikos nemuna. Ke'al yidei akum, because through the goyim, poigeim b'tiferes. When a person has machshavos of avodah zarah, machshavos of avodah kechav mazalos, he's poigeim b'tiferes. K'moshe kosu, as the pasuk says about Hashem kaviyachol, Kitiferes Odom Losheves Bayis. Hashem is kaviyachol like the beauty of an Odom who lives in a bayis. Odom is the shem Mo, which refers to Tiferes, Zeranthin, Losheves Bayis, which resides in a bayis, the Malchus. This refers to the Tikkun, we had this in the Tikkun Zereshim, if you recall. This Pasuk, Kitiferes Odom Losheves Bayis, refers to the Yichud of Zeranthin and Nukva de Zeranpin. Zeranpin and the Malchus. Ketiferes Odom. Odom is Mo, which is Tiferes. Losheves Bayis, to reside in the Bayis. The Bayis is always the Malchus. Beisoi zu ishtoi, the Gemara says. The Isha is the Malchus, right? Now Rabbi Nazal says, Kishemisakein hirurov, when a person corrects his thoughts of Avodah Zarah, meaning his sfeikos nemuna, because the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says, v'sartem v'avadetem alakim acherim, that the slightest pigam in emuna is a bechin of Avodah Zarah chas v'shalom. So when a person perfects his emuna, how? Through tefillah, nase ateres tiferes. He places a crown on the tiferes, meaning shenis ater tiferes ba'atoro she'itro lo'imoi. Tiferes, which is zeranpin, which is mo, receives a crown from its mother, from Bina. Bina is the mother, and it's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. You know, Mamelech Shloimoi ba'atoro she'itro lo'imoi b'yayim chasunosoi u'b'yayim simchasliboi. B'yayim chasunosoi zumatin toira. Simcha Saliboy is the singing of clapping hands. When a person is in Simcha, he claps hands. By doing that, he gets Bina to place a crown on Tiferes.
Why is the clapping caused to Bina?
Because the Pasuk said, you want to know when you'll accomplish Ateres Tiferes? You know when you'll put a crown on Tiferes? V'yad Hashem. When you'll arouse the power of the hands of Hashem. You recall the pasuk that we started off with, Bobby? V'zeh pirish v'hoiso ateres teferes b'yad Hashem. By arousing the hands of Hashem, that's how you'll put a crown on teferes. How do you arouse the hands of Hashem? When your hands are aroused. When your hands are aroused in a mitzvah, by clapping hands in tefillah, you get Bina to place this keser on a teres. One second, let me explain first. The pasuk says, v'hoiso ateres teferes. You will accomplish the act of a crown being put on Tiferes. How? Biyad Hashem. By arousing the hands of Hashem. How do you arouse the hands of Hashem? Pirish al yidei yad Hashem. Meaning, al yidei mechoas kav shenesayir yodo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu kanal. When we clap hands, kaviyochol v'kiddush of Hashem's hands are aroused. Kaviyochol. What does that accomplish? Placing. What are Hashem's hands aroused to do? To place a crown on Tiferes. What is Tiferes? It's Hashem also. In other words, this thing can't be understood literally, but it means an aliyah for the Kedusha. Tiferes is being crowned. The Zeranpin is being crowned. Why? Because what are the hands? The hands are, when the hands unite, this hand is Chesed, this is Gevura. When they unite, it is the perfection of Tiferes. That's when Tiferes is given this crown. One second.
And why is it plaguing through the Goyim? Tiferes?
Right. Oh. Hashem is kaviyachol referred to as Tiferes. That's what he's proving here. So the Avodah Zarah is the opposite of Hashem. That's a pigam in Tiferes. You follow?
Okay, so
that's
what he's bringing out.
Tiferes.
Tiferes is Hashem. It's one of the midos of Hashem. How do we know that? Because the Pasuk says about Hashem, Kitiferes Odom Losheves Bayis, like the beauty of an Odom who resides in a house. This is talking by the Imara Yecheskel. Like, just a second. Where is this pasuk? In Yeshaya. But it's referring to that inyan, the inyan of Hashem on the Kisei HaKavoy. Is this inyan of, you know, well, Akisei Dmus Kemara Odom Olav Memola. In Torah Vav, Rabbi Nezal brings this pasuk, Tiferes Odom Losheves Bayis. It's Kaviyochol Zeranpin and Malchus. So we see that Tiferes is Hashem. So you're placing, you're crowning Hashem through this act of clapping hands and feet.
Why when you're sacking the Hirhurim through that you met the Torah for the Tiferet?
Excuse me? The Hirhurim of Avodah Zarah, he means Sveikus Nemuna. Because Emuna is the Avodah Zarah is the opposite of Hashem. You follow? That's what he's saying. Hashem is Tiferes. Avodah Zarah is the opposite of that. By perfecting Tiferes, you knock kishezekom zenoifer.
So through your clapping hands, you arouse the hands of Hashem. They have like
crowning Tiferes, thereby knocking out Avodah Zarah, which is the opposite of Hashem, which is the opposite of Tiferes. Crown Zeranpin. The whole Tiferet has an Awar.
Oh, Tiferet in this case.
Exactly. Ba'asar de Izdechar, Nukvala Yitkatamon. When we talk about Odom, Mo, the Nukvala is automatically included.
Listen, does Bina, like, for instance, Kaviyachu, it's hard to explain it, like, get a crown, like, from Kesha, not the crown of Kesha, but some sort of crown from Kesha?
This is what I wanted to mention here. Here's where you see another case. Where do we apply the term crown to Bina? The Ba'atoro She'ichu Le'imai. The answer is these two spheres are always used interchangeably. Yeah, Bina and Kesha are always... Ekia refers to both. There's a million proofs to that, how these two are always the same. And what I mentioned about Imai Anechi B'tzara, that Bina... That Bina is the Kelel of Keser Chachman Bina. You know, Bina is the main one who's being Mashpia, the power of the Meichen. It's coming from Bina, no doubt. That's why Tefillin, which we always refer to as Meichen, there's eight parshiyos in the Tefillin, showing that Tefillin is an emanation of Bina, because that's the one who's carrying the weight of the Gimel Meichen. That's the one who's being Kelel of the Gimel Meichen. Rabbi Nezal says, Pirush Acher, another interpretation of this Gemara, which Rabbi Nezal is quoting, the Gemara which says, the Gemara in Brochus, which says, Tfilois keneged tmidim tiknum, that the Tfilois were nistakein, corresponding to the two korban tomids, Shachris and Mincha, correspond to the tomid shel Shachris and the tomid shel Ben Arbayim. So Rabbi Nezal says, Pirush, it means as follows. Sha'al yedei ha'tfilo nizgale soydois ha'toyro hanikroim kivshoinoi shelaylam. Through tfilo, a person can have revealed to him the secrets of Torah, which are referred to as kivshoinoi shelaylam, the highest fire in the world like. Rabbi Nezal says, kavsi derachmona. These secrets of Torah are referred to as the sheep of Hashem, kaviyachol. As the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Ukevosim lilvushayich. You clothe yourself with the wool of sheep. And the Gemara says in Chagiga on this Pasuk that this refers to Dvorim Shehem Kivshainai Shelaylam. This refers to those items which are like the brightest fire in the world, meaning the secrets of Torah, meaning that a person should clothe himself with this knowledge of the secrets of Torah. So Rabbi Nezal says, "Utamidim heim kevosim." We know that the carbon tamid. What animal was used for the carbon tamid, Mari? Sheep, a keves, a sheep. Kemoi shekosu, as the pasuk says, "Es hakeves echod taseh baboiker, v'es hakeves hasheni taseh bin arboyim." Right. So we see that the carbon tamid is an union of keves, which refers to the union of secrets of Torah, kivshainai shelaylon. So Rabbi Nezal says, "Val yedei tfilois nizgale soides haTorah." Through tfilois are revealed the secrets of Torah. Kemuva al posuk ki savor b'mayim itchonis. As Rabbi Nezal brings in a Torah Nikutei Moran later on the posuk ki savor b'mayim, if a person will pass through water, meaning the union of shivchi kamayim libech nechach panay Hashem itchoni. Ani will be with this person. The Shechina, the secrets of Torah, will be revealed to this person. Rabbi Nezal has a whole Torah later on in the Likutei Moran, which explains this pasuk in more depth.
You just wrap this paragraph up a little?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tfilois keneged tmidim tiknun. Through tfila, a person is zeche to the union of korban tamid. What was the korban tamid? A keves. Keves means a sheep. The term keves is also used to refer to secrets of Torah. Because there's a pasuk in Mishlei where Hashem says to the Jews, discussing the Torah, discussing the topic of the Torah, Hashem says, "Ukevosim lo vushayech," and clothe yourselves with the wool of sheep. So the Gemara says this word kevosim refers to dvorim ha'indim bekevshaynai shelaylam, items which are like the brightest light in the world. What is that? The light of secrets of Torah, as the Zohar Kodesh says, roz. Oyer iskari. The word roz is begematria oyer. The Hebrew word for secret means light. Secrets of Torah are referred to as the bright light.
So through tefillah you get to this secrets.
Exactly.
Of
and that's how he began, if you recall, that Sha'al yedei ha'tefillah nizgales soydos ha'Torah.
And listen, Kosher Kain, that secrets from Torah come from Bina, right? Because Bina's light sheds light too.
Of course.
So this Kamubal Pasuk is Kisavamayim Ichani. Where is that then?
It's discussed more in Torah Ayin Gimel and in Torah tests of all.
Oh, but that's a pasuk in Chumash.
It's a pasuk in Tehillim.
Oh, Tehillim.
I believe. Just a second. Right. As far as I saw,
so if someone has passes water, that means if somebody cries with his voice, it is Ischa Ani, Hashem will be with him.
Exactly. And now, Rabbi Ezal shows there how Ani refers to the union of Seidus HaTorah. Right. Rabbi Ezal says that the letter Aleph refers to the union of Tzadikim, because there's a pasuk which says, Alufeinu Misubolim. Our leaders go through tremendous pain and suffering, Yisurim. So we see Aluf means a general, a leader. The Aleph refers to the Tzaddik. Rabbi Ezal says, the Nun refers to Dibur. One second. That refers to each Jew. The Pasuk says, Va'ameich kulam tzaddikim. Every Jew is called a Bechinas Tzaddik. So the Aleph refers to a Jew. A Jew, when he is in a state of Dibur, talking, which refers to the letter Nun, as Rabbi Ezal brings in Torah Aleph, the letter Nun refers to Malchus, right? Lifnei Shemesh Yinoin Shemoi. So Rabbi Ezal brings that the letter Nun refers to Dibur. Then Rabbi Ezal says the Yud refers to a person's brain. The Yud is always Machshava, right? Chochma. When a person has Dibur, and he attaches that dibur to his machshava, meaning he has kavana in tefillah. That's how he creates this keli, this vessel, which is called ani, in which he's zeche to receive the revelations of Torah. He's zeche to have revealed to him secrets of Torah. As the pasuk says, Hashem says, V'ovarti be'eretz Mitzrayim. Hashem said, I will pass over Eretz Mitzrayim. And the Targum on that pasuk says, V'izgelesi, I will be revealed. So Rabbi Ezal says, Ki sa'avor b'mayim, if a person wants to experience a revelation in mayim, in Torah, you know how you do it? Itcho, have with you, accomplish within yourself, ani, this bechin of ani. How? You are the letter aleph, because you're a Jew. A Jew is a bechinas tzaddik, a bechinas aluf, a leader. The nun refers to dibur tefillah, the yud refers to machshava. By having kavona in tefillah, a person is zeche to see revelations in Torah.
How's the yud machshava? Because it's chachma.
Exactly.
And the nun is tefillah.
Oz yoshir Moshe, Rashi Kodesh says the yud al shem machshava nemra. The yud refers to machshava, referring to the future.
And well, nun, yeah,
dibur, because nun is malchus. There's a pasuk which says about Shlomo HaMelech, Lifnei Shemesh Yinayin Shemoi, may his name outshine the sun, and it refers to the union of malchus.
Let me ask you a question. If you're zayikut, find out secrets in Torah, does that mean also whether you know like Gemara, like Shaska, like let's say it's hard for you to find like malachuses between the rabbis and things like that? Rabbi Ezal wants you first to build up a background, like in Shas, and then
a person should try to build up a background first in Gemara before going on to the secrets of Torah. However, you're permitted to taste from it certain things, or else to develop an appetite for Torah. That's the whole thing.
What does Lifnei Shemesh Yinayin Shemoi mean?
Yinayin Shemoi means his name should shine, Lifnei Shemesh, before the sun, meaning it should outshine the sun. Exactly. It's talking about the kingdom of Shlomo HaMelech. David HaMelech was davening to Hashem about his son, and he said, Lifnei Shemesh Yinayin Shemoi, may his name outshine the sun, meaning his malchus should outshine the sun. Okay.
Because the sun's a mashpia.
Exactly. Now Rabbi Ezal says, Pirush Acher, another interpretation of this Gemara is Tfilois Keneged. If you recall, we said before that Keneged means against.
Yeah.
That item which is in opposition to Tfilah, which is what? Machshavos Zorois, all kinds of strange thoughts. Shehem Keneged, they are in opposition. Shehem Mevalvalin Tfilosoi, they try to stutter the Tfilah, to mess up the Tfilah. V'nekroim Mabul, and they are referred to as a flood, a wave of thoughts. That's the word used, right? A wave of bad thoughts, or a wave of outside thoughts. Shehem mevalvalenes tefilosoi, because they mess up, they shake up the tefillah. V'tikunai, Rabbi Ezal says, the tikkun for that is sheyitein stokol Eretz Yisrael. If a person wants to be zeicha, that Hashem should help him, that he shouldn't have machshavos zorois in tefillah, one of the best advices is to give tztaka to Eretz Yisrael. V'yidei zeh hu nichlal b'Eretz Yisrael. By doing that, the person becomes the person becomes merged with the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, Asher Oleho Nemar, about which the Pasuk says, Eretz Loigoshma Biyayim Za'am. The Pasuk says that Eretz Yisrael is a land in which it did not rain on the day of Hashem's anger. Meaning, the Gemara says in Zvachim, that when the Mabul struck the world, no water went into Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael was left untouched.
That means no shepherd came down.
No, chas v'sholom. Then the water was waters of destruction. The waters of the Mabul were waters of destruction. Right. So we see that Eretz Yisrael is an inyan of a place where the Mabul can't affect. Flood of bad thoughts can't affect one who is in the Bechina of Eretz Yisrael. How do you get yourself to be in the Bechina of Eretz Yisrael? Rabbein Azal says, by giving tzedakah to Eretz Yisrael. And by doing that, a person rescues himself from all of these strange thoughts. V'zeh, this is what's meant by the posik, tamidim tiknun. Tikunam, the tikkun for tefillah is keneged, the tikkun for that which opposes the tefillah is tamid. What is tamid? Tamid ein al yedei Eretz Yisrael. Shememar bo Eretz asher tamid ein Hashem alekecha bo. Mereishis Hashanah v'anachris Hashanah. That's the land where Hashem's hashgacha is tamid. Hashem is always staring at Eretz Yisrael. So by giving tzedakah to Eretz Yisrael, by which you are nechlal in the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Nezal says that's what will help you to a tremendous degree in avoiding strange thoughts in tefillah. And the key is a person has to daven for this. Everything is dependent on tefillah. A person has to beg Hashem, let me be zeicher that when I give tzedakah and my tzedakah is Eretz Yisrael, that should help me be able to eliminate all strange thoughts during tefillah. In other words, the key, Rav Nosson Zal once said that, you know, after a big shiur that Rav Nosson Zal gave his talmidim, he was giving them a lot of musar and everything, this, that, and they were all jumping through the ceiling. They were ecstatic. You know, it was so fantastic, the shiur and everything. Rav Nosson Zal finished off with one sentence. He said, Unzere deburim. He says, our fiery words, as your shmeltzei nishmet hispoidedus, if you guys don't polish it up with hispoidedus, b'nechai hergonish mekana, I don't envy you at all. Meaning, I pity the guy who lets our shiurim go without davening to Hashem very, very much to be zecher to be mekana what's in the shiur. Meaning, he was emphasizing the point that although the shiurim are very powerful, although the Torah is very powerful, it's definitely not enough. The only time that these advices really come into the picture is if a person's mispahal for them. Tefillah is what finalizes everything. Tefillah is what creates kalim for all of these advices to reside in order to be able to have a kiyum. And I'm saying that's a very, Rabbi Yechayim always stresses that very much. You know, when he's talking Musar, he always quotes this from Rav Nosson Zal. Rav Nosson Zal told his Talmidim, it's fine and dandy, we're talking fiery diburim. But heaven help a person who doesn't go home and have his heard of this about these things, because that's where you begin to notice the difference between Talmidim. If you see Talmidim who are nesparev to a Rebbe, and they start rising in Kedusha, and some start shooting ahead of the others, and some fall asleep, and some do all kinds of strange things, you know that the distinguishing factor between them is this issue of hispedibus. That's where you can see who's who and what's what. And I'm saying it always comes out. Rabbi Nezal says, Gam also, it's brought in Baba Basra, the Gemara brings, Aviro d'Eretz Yisrael machkim. The Gemara brings that the air of Eretz Yisrael injects wisdom into a person. Vaydezeh nizdakech moichoi. And this air of Eretz Yisrael has the power to purify a person's mind, hainu machshavtoi, referring to the thoughts. V'zeh pirish, with this we can understand where the Pasuk says, Hashem said to Noach, that when I will put a rainbow in the sky, ure'isihor, Hashem said, I will see the rainbow, lizkor bris olam, and it will remind me of the bond that I made with the world, the treaty that I made with the world, that I would never destroy the world by a flood or anything else. So Rabbi Nezal says, ure'isihor, I will see her, al yedei b'chinas Eretz Yisrael. What will Hashem see? Where do we see the term Hashem seeing, Hashem staring at something? The Pasuk says about Eretz Yisrael, tamid einei Hashem alekecha bo. Hashem's eyes are always aimed at Eretz Yisrael. Al yedei zeh nis'oireh v'nistakein bris olam. Through ure'isiha, which refers to Eretz Yisrael, through that, lizkor bris olam. That is what establishes, that is what stands up the bris olam, the treaty of the world. What is the treaty of the world? Rabbi Nezal says, bechinas tefillah. That refers to tefillah. What is bris? When we say, when we refer to the union of Bris Kodesh, what number do we apply to the union of Tikkun HaBris? The letter Vav. However, the Tzadik Emes is usually referred to as Tzadik Chai Amen. And this, the Arizal says, is the Seid of the Nianuim, which we do on Sippus. We take the Vav, which is the Lulav, and we make Chai Nianuim. We make 18 shakings. We go in all six directions, three times in each, which means 18.
Right.
So we see that this number 18 refers to an union of Tzaddik, an union of Tikkun HaBris. Shmoneh Esrei. That's the Tfilas Yud Ches. Rabbi Nizal says, Chai Bercha on the Tzloisa. This refers to the 18 brachos of the Tfilah, which correspond to Tzaddik Chai Amen, which correspond to the Tzaddik Emes, who's the one who's Mashpia Chiyus to the entire world. So here we see clearly how these two are so tied together, the concept of Tefillah and the concept of Tzaddikim, that a person's whole power in the 18 brachos of Tefillah is dependent on the Tzaddik Chai Amen. So here Rabbein Ezal brings, Shmuel, here Rabbein Ezal brings, Ure'isiho, through the union of Eretz Yisrael, which refers to what Hashem is looking at. Through that, Lizkar, we will remember, we will stand up Bris Olam, the treaty of the world, which refers to Tikkun HaBris, which is the number 18, which refers to Tefillah, which is also the number 18. Exactly.
This is because the Tzaddik gives Chiyus to the world.
Exactly. Okay. Just as Tefillah gives Chiyus to the world. Mm. Where do we see that? Beautiful. It's very
powerful.
What do you say? Rabbi Nizal has one in my Hiskarvas to Breslov. Honestly, that was the first 3-4 years that I came around. That was the item that stood before my eyes. Like, you know, if you take a sledgehammer and bang somebody over the head, hey idiot, you know what it says in this sefer? Rabbi Nizal uses the words ki ikar hachias hi min atfila kamei shekosuv tfila lekel chayoi. You have a person who's alive, and he's a dodo, he's an idiot. You have a person who's very alive. You know how you become very alive? Very alive is only through tefillah. Rabbi Nizal says, Rabbi Yechaim always says in his shiurim, that wherever Rabbi Nizal uses the word ikar, like Rabbi Nizal brings in Torah Beis, ki ikar klei zayno shel Mashiach hi tefillah. Rabbi Nizal says a person goes out to war, he takes a cannon, he takes a blowgun, he takes bombs, he takes grenades, but then you have a guy who brings along a neutron bomb, one little neutron bomb, and there's another guy, there's soldiers lined up, a million soldiers with machine guns, he takes his little neutron bomb and he throws it, and they're all gone, they're all blown away. Rabbi Nizal says that chiyus comes from everything. Ikar hachiyus is minat tefillah. As the Pusik says, Tefillah lekel chayoi. I daven to the Hashem who's alive. What do you mean we daven? Which Hashem do we think you daven to? The answer is the Pusik is stressing that the whole way of drawing life from Hashem, real chiyus, is only through Tefillah, only through his spiders. And I'm saying, here's where we see how these two are so connected. The Tzaddik is one who's Mashpiachias, and his spiders is the item which is Mashpiachias. Without his spiders, a person doesn't create Kalim in which to be able to receive Shefa, in which to be able to receive Tikkun HaBris, in which to be able to receive anything.
Doesn't Shlomo Melech and Mishlei constantly emphasize that all throughout Mishlei? Like he says, trust in Hashem, you know, and choose life. And
exactly. Or Bocharto Bachayim, this whole union of Tefillah. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Nizal brings that a person's life is dependent on two things, Torah and Tefillah. About Tefillah, we have the Pasuk Tefillah Lekel Chayoi. About Torah, what's the Pasuk that Rabbi Nizal brings? HaChochma Techaya Es Ba'aleha. Chochma gives life to the one who acquires it. And here's what Moshe keeps repeating in the Kodei Halachas. You want to live, you want to really enjoy life, perfect yourself in Torah and Tefillah. Work on these two fronts simultaneously. You'll get to feel a taste in Chiyus like nobody else.
The Chochma comes from the Das and the Bina, right?
From Chochma, Bina, and Das. Wisdom, that's all three. It's a combination of the three parts of the brain. The brain is always nourished by that union of three. That's why we call bread brain food. Because bread is bigamatria three times Yud Kei Vav Kei, showing that that's how we draw Hashem into the three parts of our brain.
It's called Rosh Yeshiva Bnei Brak. Breslov once came to the yeshiva and gave the whole shira and tefillah lekel chayoi.
That's the Rabbi Avraham Rab Nachmanzal brings in what's it called in Kech Be'Oyer. he brings that Rav Naftali Zal was once, during Rav Enezal's lifetime, Rav Enezal told Rav Naftali Zal that his uvda is that on Shalosh Shuvos he should sit down in a room, in a private room, and he should say Torah. And so Rav Naftali Zal said, who am I going to say for? You know, who am I going to be saying it to? So Rav Enezal said, if I tell you to say, know that you'll have an audience. So Rav Naftali Zal told his Talmidim that, you know, the first Shabbos he tried this, he sat down in a room and he was about to start talking, and suddenly a neshama appeared before him. And the neshama told him, please tell me over a word from your Rebbe. Tell me over something that your Rebbe said. So Rav Naftali Zal said that he said these words. He began saying, Ki ikur hachiyas hi min ha-tfilo, kama shikosuv tfilo l'keil chayoi. And Rav Naftali Zal said, the second he said this statement, he saw this neshama go shooting up, spiraling up to the highest of heavens, like a shooting star, just soaring up and up and up. So Rav Naftali Zal came to Rav Enezal and he told him what had happened. He told him this story. So Rav Enezal said, you think you guys know what I'm telling, you think you guys appreciate what I'm saying? He says, and Hashem and the Elam HaEmes, when they hear a dibur from me, they really know what it is. They really know what the value is. Wow. This neshama heard one sentence of Rav Enezal's words, Ki ikur hachiyas hi min ha-tfilo, kama shikosuv tfilo l'keil chayoi, and this neshama had its ticket through that one statement. It went shooting up, you know, to the highest of heavens. It's unbelievable. I'm saying, if you keep repeating, a person in his Hispoedidus starts off with a statement like that, Hashem, my Rebbe, whom I believe was the greatest tzaddik that ever walked this earth, Rabbi Nezal, Rabbi Nachman ben Feiga, makes a statement where he says, Ki ikra hachiyas hi min ha-tfila, which means that if I sit down, if I, a simple little person, sit down now and attempt to daven for you, that's how I'll be zecha to draw, not chiyas, I don't want to be alive, I want to be very, very alive. I'm saying, a person has a very good claim, a very solid claim with that. Rabbi, we should all be zeichet to daven very well, and to be zeichet to draw chiyas from Torah, from tefillah, and from tzaddikim, who have a whole key to Torah and tefillah.
He said in that chair, he said that if somebody doesn't have any taste to you know, he tries to daven, he tries to learn, he tries to, he should try shachris mincha ma'ariv, he should just try to pure shamilas, he said, just try to interpret
the
words.
That's what Rav Enezal said. Rav Enezal said, kavona and davening means simply to pay attention to the words
that you
say.
And through having this tefillah, he'll get that chiyas, because tefillah will kill chayah. He'll get that chiyas and coming close to Hashem just by knowing what he's talking about.
Of course.
He went very with this whole thing.
Okay, Rav Nosson Zal points out now, kol zeho inyan, this whole topic, mitchilas simon samach mem dalad, from the beginning of Torah Mem Dalad, Ad Kan, up to this point, up to the end of Torah Mem Dalad, Mechubar Yachad, is all very much connected. Meaning this whole Torah Nikutimran, which seems to be chunks, pieces. You know, Rabbi Nizal says this piece, then this piece, and this piece. Rabbi Nizal says the whole thing is very much connected. V'chein Shamanu Roi Dvorim Elu B'drush Echad. And we also heard most of these things were said by Rabbi Nizal in one shot, in one sitting. So we know that this is all interconnected. Ach b'ksivosoy hakdoisha, but when it came, when Rabbi Nizal wrote down this Torah, cholkom ktsas, he split it up like into paragraphs. B'chein hoyodarkoi kamapomim, this was Rabbi Nizal's derech many, many times, that when he was saying over a Torah, he said it over in one manner. And when it came to writing it down, he wrote it down a little differently. Meaning when he said this Torah, he said it all flowingly. Whereas when it came to writing it down, Rabbi Nizal himself wrote it down more like in paragraphs. V'zeh pirish bing.
Yeah, pirish wrote over the
some of the Torahs, Rabbi Nizal himself
this is one
wrote down.
Wrote
this
over.
Is one of them, exactly. Rabbi Nosson Zal was able to copy over word for word, the handwriting.
Word for
word. Exactly, 100%. And Rabbi Nosson Zal writes, V'loyadati tamoi. And I didn't understand Rabbi Nizal's reasoning. You know, who understands why when he said the Torah, he said it one way, when he wrote it a little differently. Just why we should all be zecher to carry out what it says in these Torahs. Yeah. Likutei Maran, Chelek Aleph, Torah Mem Hei. Rabbi Nizal says, Mechoas Kapayim B'Tfilo. We're discussing the topic of clapping hands during davening. And Rabbi Nizal says, K'al Yidei Zeh, through this act of clapping hands during davening, Nis'oirim B'chinas K'mofayim, we arouse the B'china of the wings, Shemishom Bo Hadibur. It's from the wings that the power of speech comes forth. Everything is going to be clarified. Nobody get nervous. Kamay Shekosu, as the Pasuk says, in Koheles, Ubal Kenafayim Yagid Davar. The master of wings will give forth speech. And this is referring to the Malachim. The Malachim are in Olam HaYitzira. The Malachim are called Baal Knafayim. They are the masters of wings. Malachim have wings. They give forth speech. Speech comes forth from the Shis Izkon Shebekone, from the six rings of cartilage of the windpipe, which corresponds to the letter Vav of Yudke Vavke, which corresponds to the Olam HaYitzira, which corresponds to the Malachim, which are this union of Baal Kenafayim Yagidavar. And this is brought in the Tikkun Ezayah. The Tikkun Ezayah, you know, which Rabbi Zal taught in Eretz Yisrael, pressed on this point many times, quoted this pasuk many times, Baal Kenafayim Yagidavar refers to the Malach Memtes. The Malach Memtes is called his Baal Kenafayim, this master of wings, as we'll see soon. Okay? Rabbi Nezal says, Uksiv, and there's another pasuk which says in Yechezkel Anavi, Videi Odom mitachas kanfehem. The hands of those people whom he saw in his vision were under their wings. They had wings, and the hands were under the wings. Nimtza, Rabbi Nezal says, what comes out of these psukim that we quoted so far? We showed how Dibur comes from the Knafayim, and we said that the hands are under the Knafayim, right? Rabbi Nezal says, we see from here, that by the act of a person becoming aroused to serve Hashem with his hands, where his hands get aroused, azai haknafayim nisayrim. By doing that, by arousing the hands, what's immediately above the hands is also aroused, which is the knafayim, the wings. Hainu kanfei reya. Where do we see this term wings used? The two lungs are called kanfei reya, the branches of the lungs. The term wing is used by the lung, because if you'll notice, the lungs are shaped like wings in a sense, if you recall your biology. That when a person arouses his hands to serve Hashem in tefillah, so what happens is the wings get aroused. What are the wings? Hainu kanfei reya. This refers to the wings of the lungs. Shenisham nishave hadibur. From there comes forth dibur. Dibur comes forth from the lungs. Now, we'll show you how with Kabbalah, everything takes on a different light completely. I just explained to you about the union of the Olam HaYetzira, the Vav of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, blah, 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 showing how everything of Kabbalah, you understand it in a different clarity completely. How dibur, why it says, Ubal Knafayim Yagidavar, Dafka the Malachim, give forth dibur, because they're in Olam HaYetzira, which is the Vav of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei.
Knafayim means Malachim?
Exactly. They are called the masters of wings. They're the ones who fly, right?
Right.
So I said that corresponds to the six rings of cartilage in the windpipe from which Dibur comes forth, which corresponds to the Vav of Yudke Vavke, which corresponds to the Olam HaYetzira, etc., etc. Now Rabbi Nezal is bringing in the Kanfei Reya, the lungs. Where do the lungs, how can we prove that the lungs fit into this picture exactly, 1,000,000,000%? We know that, normally, people say, Rabbi Nezal quotes in a term of the Kutei Moran, that the lungs have five parts to them. It's the Zohar Kodesh says, Hei, Oini, Islareya. There are five sections to the lungs. Oini is spelled Aleph, Vav, Nun, Yud. Hei, Oini, Islareya. Rabbi Zal once said on a Friday afternoon, this was one of the Friday afternoon phone calls, he said, that's normally how it's referred to, that the lungs have five branches. And Rabbi Nezal brings this lagabi, the union of the study of Torah. Rabbi Nezal says that the heart, that when a person has a lot of his slavistic dusha, he wants to serve Hashem, and he's got a burning desire to serve Hashem. Rabbi Nezal says it's possible for that burning desire to destroy you. You should burn up from his slavistic dusha. So Rabbi Nezal says you need an air conditioner. What's the air conditioner? Limud HaTorah. Because Rabbi Nezal says just like the heart is an item which keeps pumping constantly, and motion creates friction. And this friction, normally we would say, if you keep doing it, can burn up the whole body. What? So the heart has to have an air conditioning system. What's the air conditioning system for the heart? The lungs. The lungs cool off the heart. Rabbi Nezal says that's how the power of the study of Torah is what cools off this Hislavis Kedusha and contains it in a good container.
Why? Because Rav Elazar says the five, the Chamisha Chumshei Torah correspond to the five branches of the lungs. So that's, this is all introduction. That's normally. But Rav Elazar said, if you look in Chulin, the Gemara mentions that there are five solid branches to the lungs. There's a sixth branch to the lungs, which is a smaller branch, which is called Vivarda. Vav, Resh, Dalet, Aleph. Which is, no, nothing to do with the Vridim. That's the sixth branch of the lungs. And Rebbe Zal said at the time that this is why we see that the lungs are many times used to refer to an union of Tikkun HaBris. Rabbi Nezal brings it in some Torahs in the Kodei Maran. Because this word Vardo, which is the sixth branch of the lungs, showing that the lungs are an item of six, an item of Zerampin, Vardo is Begematria Rebbe, Reish Beis Yud, standing for an union of a Talmud Chacham, a Tzadik. What chiddush did I tell Kurtz? Do you recall about the lungs themselves showing that, oh, I got it. And also to show that the lungs are an union of Zeranpin, an union of Yisoid again, because it's brought, we know that the number 36 is an union of Zeranpin, right? Lamed Vav Tzadikim, and also the letter Vav of Hashem's name, Vav is Begematria 36. So the Sifrei Kabbalah bring that 36 times 6, meaning this Vav raised to one power, then raised to a third power, is Begematria Reya, Ratio of Aleph Hay, exactly. Showing that this is an union of Zeranpin, Resh Yud Aleph Hay, which is Begematria 216. So we see how the Reya corresponds to the Vav of Yud Kei Vav Kei, corresponds again to the union of these six parts of the trachea from which Kael comes forth, corresponds to the union of the Olam HaMalachim, the Olam HaYetzirah, and we see how all of this fits into the picture.
Are you saying Vav, you show that, has that referred to Olam Yetzirah?
Because Atzilus, Bria, Yetzirah, Asiya, corresponds to Yud, K, Vav, K. You always have to have these things clear in your head. When we mention Yetzirah, immediately you got to remember that that corresponds to the Vav of Yud, K, Vav, K, that corresponds to Tzoymeach, that corresponds to, you know, etc., etc. And each one of these
Why do you times the six times each one?
Excuse me?
Why do you times the Vav times six?
No, we're showing how the Reyo is an union of Zeranpin. Mm-hmm. So we're showing that the number six cube, 6 square is 36. Times 6 is Begematria Reya. Exactly. Yeah. Showing how the Reya is an union of Zeranpin, an union of Koil from which comes forth Dibur. Do you follow that? Everybody? Because Dibur is Malchus. Malchus must come from Zeranpin. Now Rav Enezal says, Avladayan tsrichin lechochin ulesakein hapeh. We still have to prepare and perfect the mouth. Lekabel es hadibur besaychai, in order for the mouth to be able to be a good recipient, a good keli for the dibur. How do we do that? Vayidei shemake kaf al kaf, by a person clapping one hand on the second hand, ayidei zeh nishave hapeh. Through that he creates a spiritual mouth. In other words, he creates the inyan of a peh dikdusha. How? Rabbi Nezal says, ki b'chol yad chamisho etzbois. On each hand there are five fingers. V'hakois ho'oirois yad yemin b'yad smoil. And when these lights, which correspond to the five fingers of this hand, strike against the five on this hand, that gives off five square lights. You know, this one bangs against these five, this one bangs against these five. That gives off the power of 25. That's when the right strikes against the left. And when the left strikes back against the right, the hakois yad smoil biyad yamin, when the left strikes against the right, chamisha pamim chamisha, again 5 times 5, gematria gamken chofhei. This is bigematria, a second 25. Shnei pa'omim chofhei, twice 25, gematria chamishin, is bigematria 50. Rabbi Nezal says, ze bechinas chamishin pa'omim yitzias Mitzrayim shenizkar ba'toyroh. This corresponds to the 50 times that the Zohar Kodesh says the topic of yitzias Mitzrayim is mentioned throughout the Torah, exactly 50 times. Why? Rabbein Zal says, "Kal yidei bechinas yoivel yotzu migolus Mitzrayim." Because what took Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim? Which Shechina, Bobby?
Shechina Yilav.
Bina, the upper Shechina, which is called Yoivel. Yoivel is the 50th year, the union of Bina. The Zohar Kodesh says that the word Yoivla, Yud, Vav, Beis, Lamed, Aleph, with the Kolel, is Begematria 50. Yoivla. Showing that Yoivel is an union of 50, it's an union of Bina. So Bina is the one that took Bnei Israel out of Mitzrayim. Rabbeinu Zal says, Ve'ikar Golus Mitzrayim. What was the main problem of Golus Mitzrayim? The fact that Shehoyo had Dibur Begolus. It's the fact that the Dibur Diktusha, meaning the Shechina was in Golus, the Malchus, the Amunah, the Dibur was in Golus. Ubishvil ze Hoyo Moshe Kvad Peh. That's why we find this hinted to in the fact that when Hashem wanted to send Moshe Rabbeinu to take Bnei Israel out of Golus, he said, I'm not the one to fix this problem because I myself have a defect in speech. I have a problem in speech. Rabbeinu Zal says, "Val yidei geula nishave bechinas peh." And when the geula took place, when Bnei Israel came out of Mitzrayim, what do we find taking place immediately? Oz yoshir maisha Bnei Israel. There was shira. What is shira? The Zohar Kodesh says shira is begematria tefila. The tefila was taken out of golus. The dibur was taken out of golus. Rabbeinu Zal says, "Nimtza." What do we see from here? Shal yidei chamishim sharei bina nishave hapeh. That when there is perfection of the chamishim sharei bina, when the upper shechina is perfected, then the upper shechina is in a position to perfect the lower shechina, to help out the lower shechina. Bechinas, as the pasuk says in Shemais, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, mi som peh lo odom. Who gave a mouthpiece to mankind? Moshe Rabbeinu said, I can't speak. How can you send me? Hashem said, who gives a mouth to a person? If I'm sending you to go talk, know that you'll be able to talk. But note the wording. Me, som peh lo odom. Me, Bina, gives the peh, gives the malchus to Odom. What is Odom? Shem mo, zeraten. Rabbi Zal once said this in a shir. Me, som peh lo odom. It's the light from Bina that places peh together with Odom. That is miyached. Peh and Odom. Peh is the Malchus. Odom is Begematria Mor, referring to Zeranthin, the Vav of Yud Kei Vav Kei. You follow that?
But he couldn't speak because of the
exactly, because of the incident with the hot coals, right, remember? Yeah. Rabbeinu Zal says, Bezebchines mi sam peh Odom, mi daiko. It's me, it's Bina that gives peh, that creates the peh. Nimtza, what do we see from here, Rabbeinu Zal says? Shayidei mechoas kaf, that by a person clapping a hand, which is chamisha etzbois, five fingers, yemin, the right five fingers, v'chamisha shebiyat smoel, against the five fingers on the left hand, v'chamisha shebiyat smoel, v'chamisha shebiyat yemin, and he strikes the five fingers of the left hand against the five fingers of the right hand, nishave bechinas mi. He creates this inyan of bina, this inyan of me, this bechina of 50. Shal yodod nishave hapeh. Through that is created the peh. It's me who gives peh, who creates peh. Kama shekosuv mi som peh lo odom. V'hapeh mekabel hadiburim mehakanfei reyo. Then the mouth receives these words which are coming from the lungs in a proper manner. Kama shekosuv ubal kinofayim yagidovor. Uknofayim nisoyrim behisoyrus yidei odom. And we know that it's the hands of a person which arouse the lungs. When a person's lungs are stuffed, by his clapping his hands, through the motion of his hands, by doing exercises, that's how you air out your lungs. How? By lifting your hands up and down and everything.
They want to revive a person who is water-filled lungs, they lift picking, his hands
that's
up
exactly
and down.
It. One second now. Rabbeinu Zal says, Kama Shekosu, as the Pasuk says, Videi Odom Mitachas Kanfeim. That the hands of a person are under the wings, meaning they're the ones which stand right under and have the power to elevate the wings, the Kanfei Reo, the wings of the lungs. Rabbeinu Zal says, V'chol Zeh Anu Royim B'chush. And this we see even in physical nature. Shehayodayim hem keneged kanfei reyo. That the hands are right opposite the lungs. In other words, we see how one could affect the other very easily. ובשביל זה אמרו הפוסקים, and that's why the Shulchan Aruch brings Nyaradeo, Nishbor Hagaf, Somoch Leguf, Trefo. That if the wing of a bird breaks, and the break is near the body, the wing, it's the wing that breaks, but the break is close to the trunk of the body, Trefo, the bird is considered Trefo, Ki bevadai nikav al yedei zeh horeo. Because the Shulchan Aruch assumes that if you see the wing broken and it's close to the lungs, probably through that blow which broke the wing, probably it punctured the lung also. But Rabbi Nizal is pointing out, we see the connection between the konof, which is the wing, and the reo, and the lungs. So Rabbi Nizal stressed in this Torah that through the act of clapping hands, you arouse the lungs, from which the dibur starts out. Okay, so you handle the beginning of the operation. Now the dibur starts climbing out through the windpipe and it's coming into the mouth. How do you create a bechina of a peh dikdusha to receive this dibur, so that the dibur is, you know, so that this process is completed in a beautified manner? But we have to look, what creates a peh? What is mesaking the peh, the dibur? It's bina, because we find that when the Jews were in Golus and Mitzrayim, what was in Golus? It was the dibur that was in Golus. It was the whole, that's why Rabbeinu Zalman says that when a person says the Haggadah on Pesach, he's supposed to say the Koil Rom, to show that now the Dibur came out of Golos. That's why as soon as Bnei Israel came out of Golos, came out of Mitzrayim, immediately we see them singing to Hashem, the singing of perfection of Dibur. So Rabbeinu Zalman says, who took them out of Mitzrayim? Bina. Why? Because the Zohar Kodesh says, we find the Parsha of Yetzias Mitzrayim mentioned exactly 50 times in the Torah, 50 is Bina. Benzel says, you want to know how you create this bechina of bina, which helps perfect the dibur, which helps create a peh dikdusha? By clapping your hands. That's how you arrive at this number of 50, this bechina of bina, through which is created a peh to receive the dibur. It also fixes up the lungs, it gets the lungs to be aroused to kedusha, and this whole process on both ends, the lungs and the mouth, are both mistaken through this act of clapping hands.
So before the Gula, Moshe Rabbeinu had this union of
clapped pair.
And after the Gula, it was
Yoshe Moshe.
He sang, etc. Et it's not that he had this union of clapped pair, but we see the Torah mentioning that his claim for not being able to perform this mission was Kvad Peh.
But
he had a defect with the Peh, there's a problem with the Dibur. You follow? And here, but in Mitzrayim, the whole problem was Dibur. So if he's the one to correct it, you know, he's deficient in it, Chas V'Shalom. Baruch Hashem. So we see how Rabbeinu Zalman brought out this beat with tremendous emphasis, the singing of clapping hands during davening.
From the beginning, in other words, both at the front end and the back end,
exactly.
It's the hands that
don't
do it.
Touch. Exactly. That's what he stressed here. He started off with the bechina of arousing the lungs, from which the dibur originates, and then also arousing the, creating the bechina of the mouth.
Yes, and in the beginning when I said by means of the hands, the lungs,
are aroused. Exactly.
It's a logical type of deduction, because if we say the hands are underneath the lungs, if you want to stimulate the lungs, you have to stimulate the hands.
Exactly what you're saying. That's why he brought that pasuk, Rishivi. They other mitachas kanfehem. So we see that if you want to push the lungs, if you want to affect the lungs, affect the hands, automatically it'll affect the lungs. In other words, we're always showing how Rabbeinu Zal constantly is handling the spheres both ways. You want to perfect the malchus, go up to bina. You want to rise up to bina, perfect the malchus. It's constantly that Rabbeinu Zal shows you in his Torahs that wherever you begin in Kedusha, you're always going to get everything. Just start at any one point and you can get to everything. Baruch Hashem.